This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Apparently you've been a bit naughty on your old apps.
No, I haven't been naughty at all. Okay, so look, you know, I got a rude shock when I found out my ex had started dating a couple of weeks ago.
What? Ugh. What?
I know.
Hang on.
Anyway, how rude. He was supposed to die alone, just quietly. Anyway, so I was like, very upset about that. Just sort of like, well, because I'm like, oh my God, well, I need to do something about this. I need to get out there because they're not going to appear in my living room.
No.
Even though we've tried that for years. Yeah. Anyway, so got on the apps.
Yeah, how'd you go?
And so in my age group, my very young age group,
yes,
I'm 46, still hurts to say, you know, and I can't go too young. I don't really want to go for a younger
you
man.
Can.
Really.
You're just
I don't
scared.
Really, I don't really want
Come
to.
On, cougar.
Oh, I can't be a cougar.
Grr.
No.
No?
No, look, I already give myself enough of a hard time for being old. I don't need to look at some fit young thing and go, oh, God, this is traumatic. I know this is all very ageist.
Wouldn't you like to bounce coins?
Well, I would.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid I'd have to do it from another room. Anyway, that's fine. So anyway, so I had a look at the guys that I'm looking at.
So you narrowed it in, three, 4 years either side of the
age? About that.
How'd you go?
Anyway, so in the gay world, and I'm not sure because I haven't checked chicks, I'm not sure what you guys, like, I have to have a look. Actually, I did look on Tinder and girls tend to present a lot better than straight males. And I'm just generalising.
Well, of
a certain
age.
When
you say that, what are you saying? What do they look
like?
Some
of them just look like they have given up on life, I've got to say.
And you don't want to take that, do you?
No. And so my best friend is a 36-year-old gay or 37-year-old gay man. So he asked me what was wrong. And I was like, no, you don't understand. Like, it's quite frightening out there. So then I showed him a series. It was about 10 in a row of people who literally looked like they'd crawled through Middle Earth. I'm not joking. It felt like I was watching The Walking Dead. And I'm just like, this can't be my reality. Anyway, he's been very supportive. He's like, you need to try. That's online dating, internet dating. You've got to do it.
Yeah, you've got to keep going. Numbers game.
So I sent him these photos, not to be shared publicly. We weren't trying to, I'm not saying names or anything like that.
You don't
I'm
need
just
to.
Saying I made effort with my photos.
Yeah.
Some of these people have not made any effort. It's very clear they've never made effort in their life, is all I'm saying. Okay, I think you should present. It's up to you, but
no,
I'm not going to swipe right on your dodgy, I don't know what you're doing Anyway, and if the room that you're posing in has stuff strewn all over the place.
I always look at that, what's in the background of the photos.
Oh, my God. One looked like it was taken in a nursing home. I'm not joking. So I was just like, this is not okay. So anyway, I sent a series to my best friend because, you know, vetting.
Well, you want to get a backup.
And he responded with, oh, my God, I think you should become a lesbian. So I'm just saying, girls, ladies.
Are you getting close?
Look, I'm so close. The only thing that's keeping me in there at the moment with the straight males, and they're on warning, I'm telling you right now, is watching Outlander with Jamie on it. It's the only thing because I'm that close.
Yeah, that close?
Yeah, yeah, I am.
Wow. There was that time in 93 or something,
wasn't there? There was a couple of times back then, Tom. I'm very, very versatile at times.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.